It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. It's tea time. Kicking things off with the People's Choice Awards. This was really cool. Kevin Hart made his first public appearance since his horrific accident. He accepted the award for Best Comedy Act of the Year.
First and foremost, man, thank God because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
It was great to see him up and about. Zendaya won for Best Female Movie Star of the Year. Robert Downey Jr. for Best Male Movie Star. Gwen Stefani accepted the award for Fashion Icon.
My favorite thing in my life was to go to the fabric store with my mom and pick out, you know, different looks and do different Christmas looks. It was always there. So the fact that this is happening right now is hard to imagine because it's just what I do.
Oh, and she looks so good all the time. Her man, Blake Shelton, won for Best Country Artist of the Year. Jimmy Fallon won for Nighttime Talk Show. The Kardashians, if you believe it, have been on for 18 seasons.
They accepted
the award for Reality Show of 2019.
Wow, thank you guys so much. This means so much because, you know, you guys, the fans, voted for this, and this means everything to us.
And none other than Jennifer Aniston won for People's Icon.
If I have any claim to this word icon, it's only because I was able to be on an iconic show with an iconic cast and and an iconic haircut.
Oh yes. You remember the Rachel?
I don't. I never watched any of that stuff.
Literally a horrific haircut, but everybody loved it at the time. It was the thing. Moving on to Miley Cyrus. She had vocal cord surgery, and she's going to need weeks of silence to recover. So this is going to be interesting. She's on the mend. She's been working out, doing all the things physically, but she's not allowed to talk or sing or perform for a couple of weeks.
Is she going to sound different, though? Because she has that deep, gravelly guy kind of a voice.
I love her voice. I hope it doesn't change.
Hi, everybody. It's Miley.
You know, it was so cool. Actually, one of my friends had the same exact thing, and she's not a singer, but she said it was so peaceful. Like, she couldn't talk, and she had to just whisper, but it brought a lot of solace to her life. So maybe it's something we couldn't really try because of work, but
I'm going to start a thing of silence right now, a vow of silence. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
You're just not talking anymore? Joe. Okay. Well, moving on to Billie Eilish.
I can't do it anymore, sorry.
Wow, that was a good 30 seconds.
That's what she said.
Free Billie Eilish tickets for fighting climate change. Billie Eilish fans will be able to earn free tickets to her upcoming tour by helping fight the climate change.
Captain Planet!
Yeah, she detailed how that she wants everyone to just get into her eco village. And you can learn more about climate change, go on her website, and all these things. So basically, it's her Where Do We Go arena tour. It's happening next year, and she's going to give away tickets to people that are going to help make a difference in our world. So
all right,
she's
doing that's interesting.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. Now, a big difference is coming to your Instagram account. Get this week, they're going to start hiding likes on certain accounts. So, and they might get rid of likes altogether. You know who's not having this? Nicki Minaj.
I have to say something about Instagram. So basically, no. Instagram is about to take away everyone's likes simply because they don't want you to go off on the side forming all sorts of businesses and being able to say, you know, I get this amount of likes and charging brands. They want you to have to pay them. See, if you pay them, then that's why we have all these sponsored Instagram posts.
So it's a business ordeal. She said it's really going to hurt independent artists in the long run, and she's not having it. In fact, she is not going to be posting on Instagram anymore.
See, you can still tell, though, if you change your Instagram to a business account instead of a personal account, which is like what a lot of influencers do, then you can see how many impressions your page has and how many impressions a post has. So you can tell a brand or a business how many unique profiles have seen your picture. So just because you can't see the likes, you can still see how many people have seen or come across the post.
This is just goes to, I've always said, I think it's amazing what influencers are doing. However, I feel like you need to have a different skill set, something else going on in your world, in your life. Because if you're the people that rely sheerly on Instagram, what if your account gets hacked, it goes down? What else do you have going on in your life for you?
MySpace, baby. Not stopping me there.
There you go.
All right.
MySpace, is it still a thing? Is it still happening?
Of course. I just created a Joe and Mackenzie account.
Amazing.
You didn't add it as a friend?
All right. Doing it now.
Okay, thank you. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Live the Web Girl does Murder Monday. And if you're a true crime fan, well, then this is what you got to look forward to. What's coming up?
I'm talking about the case of Jerry Michael Williams. They thought that he was eaten by an alligator, and then years later, they discovered that he was murdered.
All right. We will get all of that and more coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.